This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 130 to 145. And you're going to start off with S. locus. There is a place. Graii Hesperiam dicunt. The Greeks call it Hesperia, literally the Western place. You could say Hesperia here, you could say also Italy, cognomine by name. So they call it Hesperia by name. Terra Antiqua, an ancient land. Potens armis, powerful with weapons. Et, or atque, ubere glibae, and with the fertility of the earth. So glibae literally are the clods of the earth, but you could just say the fertility of the earth. Anotri viri colluere. And so, of course, notice that that is not colluere as colluere, so that is colluerunt. The Anotrian men cultivated it, dwelled there. Nunc fama est. Now there is a rumor, now there is a report, minores dixisse, that the descendants have called it the Italiam gentem, the Italian nation, de nomine ducis, from the name of their leader. All right, so the leader's name was Italus, and so basically, it's derived from the leader of the Anotrians, named Italus. Hic cursus fuit. So this was the path. So basically, this is where we were headed. This was the path. Cum subito, when suddenly, ad surgens fluctu, arising from a wave. Nimbosus Orion tulit nos, cloudy, rainy Orion carried us. In vada caeca, into blind shallows. Penitusque pro caecibus austris, and deep within, wholly by the bold winds. And so where else were they carried? Per quaeundas, through the waves, superante salo, with the sea overwhelming us. So this is a metonymy that we've seen before, where salo, salt, is used to talk about the salt water or the sea. And where else did they get carried? Perque in via saxa disputat, and scattered us through the pathless rocks. So basically, we got pushed, we got scattered, into places that really there was not a path for us to go there. Hoc hither pauci ad nauimus, we few swam. Vestris oris, to your shores. So up till now, it's just been kind of Ilioneus speaking rather calmly. But at this point, he starts asking some questions. You can almost imagine him becoming more upset. Quod genus hoc homini? So, what type is this hominum of men? So, like, basically, what type of people are these? Quae vae patria, or which country? Tam barbara, so barbaric, so uncivilized, permittit hunc morin, allows this custom. And he's about to say more about what custom. Prohibe mor Hospitio Harena, we are prohibited from the hospitality, from the welcome of the sand. Bella Sient, they stir up wars. Que vetant nos consistere, and they forbid us to stand, they forbid us to stop. Prima terra, on the first land. So what does first land mean? Basically, the shore as you're coming out of the water, that very edge of the land. That's what they're referring to as the first land. Si timnitis genus humanum. If you scorn, if you disdain, if you despise the human race, et mortalia arma, and mortal weapons, ought still, but sperate Deus esse, expect, hope that the gods are, memores fandi atque nefandi, mindful, literally of speaking and not speaking. So this would translate together as of right and wrong. So they're mindful of what is right and what is wrong. So even if you don't believe, you know, our customs, you don't think that we can say anything back to you about prohibiting us from the hospitality of the land, know that the gods are watching you and they are mindful of what's right and wrong. Rex erat Aeneas nobis. There was a king for us, Aeneas. Okay, date of a possession. You could just say our king was Aeneas. Quo alter fuit, then another was, neither more just in piety, nor greater in war and with weapons. So that neck, you could sort of misplace it here and say there was no other more just in piety or greater in war and with weapons. Okay, so you can kind of take that neck and separate it a little bit. But literally, than whom there was other not more just. All right, so I'm going to go back. I'm going to retranslate this whole thing from the top. There was a place, the Greeks call it Hesperia by name, an ancient land, powerful with weapons and with the fertility of the land. The Enotrian men dwelt there. Now there is a rumor, there's a report, that the descendants have called the nation Italy from the name of the leader. This was the path. When suddenly arising from a wave, stormy Orion carried us into blind shadows, holy with the bold winds, and through the waves with the sea overwhelming us, and through the pathless rocks it scattered us. Hither we few have swum to your shores. What type of men is this, or which country so barbaric permits this custom? We are prohibited from the welcome of the sand. They stir up wars and they forbid us to stand on the first land. If you despise the human race and mortal weapons, still expect that the gods are mindful of right and wrong. Our king was Aeneas, than whom there was no other more just in piety or greater in war and with weapons.